From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a new executive order implementing new vetting measures on Friday, said to be aimed at keeping so-called radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States. Mr. Trump also signed an order he said would begin the rebuilding of the U.S. military. Trump signed the orders at the Pentagon, where he participated in a swearing-in ceremony for Defense Secretary James Mattis. Speaking to reporters earlier Friday, Trump suggested his disagreement with Mattis on enhanced interrogation of American enemies is not an issue.
I don't necessarily agree, but I would tell you that he will override because I'm giving him that power. He's an expert. He's highly respected. He's the general's general. Got through the Senate very, very quickly, which in this country is not easy, I will tell you. And so I'm going to rely on him. I happen to feel that it does work. I've been open about that for a long period of time. But I am going with our leaders, and we're going to win with or without, but I do disagree.
The military is likely to ask Mr. Trump for broader authorities to give commanders room to maneuver in the fight. Earlier Friday, Mr. Trump held a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May at the White House. Prime Minister May hinted the special relationship with the U.S. does not mean their partnership will not require work.
I've been listening to the president, and the president has been listening to me. That's the point of having a conversation and a dialogue. And we have been discussing a number of topics. We'll carry on after this press conference meeting and discussing a number of other topics.
Theresa May. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations said Friday